The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. I Will Defend My People Israel. May 31, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord God. I will defend my people Israel, and take vengeance upon my enemies. For my own name's sake will I do it, and for the sake of my servant David, shall it be done. And thereafter, shall my witnesses be sent into battle. For I have only just begun to speak. I have only just begun to reveal my hot displeasure, to put my power on open display, says the Lord of hosts. Yet if it were not for the sake of a remnant, among those yet to be called, and for the sake of my name in Israel, that it may be glorified, I would have destroyed the enemies of Israel already, wiping them from the face of the earth. Thus I have withheld my hand, and have not yet taken vengeance upon my enemies. Yet I shall not withhold my hand forever, neither shall my wrath tarry. Behold, I shall lift up an ensign to all nations. It shall be forged with fire, and painted with the blood of mighty men, and many 10,000s shall fall in one day. For I shall come out mightily against them, very dreadful in battle, and with terrible destruction, I shall strike all who come out to fight against me, and all in the earth shall tremble. Then they will know. I am the Lord, when I have magnified myself in the land of Israel. For I was there, when my people were slaughtered. I was with each one, as they breathed their last. I was with them in their torment. I shared in their agony. I endured their pain, and their anguish. I knew. We did weep, together. Indeed, I had handed them over, and scattered them amongst the nations. And this at their own request. For their forefathers had sworn it, and throughout their generations they have upheld it. Therefore was my anger kindled against them. Thus did I drive them out, and scatter them amongst the nations. Bitter enmity. Great sadness. Yet I did not hold on to my anger forever, and my love never departed. Neither did I forsake them in their trials. Behold, I was there at the end of their tribulations. For they did behold my face, as they fell asleep. And now the time has come. The time of vengeance is very near. I shall surely repay, says Yahuwah, the one and only true God, the God of Israel.